At the Farm Progress Show, the National Corn Growers Association is well represented by leaders like First Vice President Bart Schott. And Bart is here with me. We're out on the grounds of the show opening day. First of all, Bart, tell me, what is the leadership from NCGA doing out here today?
Basically, we're promoting Iowa Ag at their tent and trying to support them with corn issues there. And of course, because we're on the national organization, we're here to promote the national programs as well.
Well, I know we're in the media tent. You've been doing a number of interviews with different media outlets. What are some of the most prominent issues that you've been talking about today?
A couple of them that have come up is the E15 waiver, where VTEC is and what's left to do on it. Those are the two real hot topics. And then some of the WTO issues as well. I'd say those are probably the top three. And then we've been getting into some of the transportation issues with the locks and dams and the railroads as well.
How would you describe what you've seen at the show this year from a corn grower perspective? Is it shaping up to be a good one?
It's a huge show. You know, it just amazes me how many exhibitors there are here and the size. I look across the way here and I see a Balzer grain cart, and you know what? That holds more grain than my dad's granaries had when I was growing up. And so the stuff just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's pretty interesting to see the engineering that goes into this equipment today.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to see you all out here, and hopefully we'll have weather. It kind of started off a little on the damp side, we'll call it, but maybe that's done for now. Well, that's Bart Schott. He is First Vice President for the National Corn Growers Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.